We were all silent for a moment, thinking about this. I was considering quitting the job, Shirley said at last. I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about poor old Mr. Dillon, and in my mind, quitting was almost a done deal. It was Kurt who talked me into staying, and he did it without even knowing he was doing it. I think it's forgotten, he said. And that was good enough for me. I stayed, and I've never been sorry either. This is a good place. Most of the guys who work here are good troops. That goes for the ones who are gone, too. Like Tony.
I love you, Shirley. Marry me, Huddy said.
He put an arm around her and puckered his lips. Not a pretty sight, all in all. She elbowed him. You're married already, foolish.
Eddie Jay spoke up then. If your dad believed anything, it was that yonder machine came from some other dimension.
Another dimension? You're kidding. He looked at Eddie closely. No, you're not kidding.
And he didn't think it was planned at all, Eddie went on. Not, you know, like you'd plan to send a ship across the ocean or a satellite into space. In some ways, I'm not even sure he thought it was real.
You lost me, the kid said.
Me too, Shirley agreed.
He said, Eddie shifted on the bench. He looked out again at the grassy place where Shed A had once stood. This was at the O'Day farm, if you want to know the truth. That day, you have to realize we were out there almost 7 goddamn hours, parked in the corn and waiting for those 2 dirtbags to come back. Cold, couldn't run the engine, couldn't run the heater. We talked about everything, hunting, fishing, bowling, our wives, our plans. Kurt said he was going to get out of the PSP in another 5 years.
He said that?
Ned was round-eyed. Eddie gave him an indulgent look.
From time to time we all say that, kid, just like all the junkies say they're going to quit the spike. I told him how I'd like to open my own security business in the burg. Also, how I'd like to get me a brand new Winnebago. He told me about how he wanted to take some science courses at Horlicks and how he was getting resistance from your mom. She said it was their job to put the kids through school, not him. He caught a lot of flack from her, but never blamed her, because she didn't know why he wanted to take those courses, what had got him interested. And he couldn't tell her. That's how we got around to the Buick. And what he said, I remember this clear as the sky on a summer morning, was that we saw it as a Buick because we had to see it as something, Ed muttered. He was leaning forward and rubbing the center of his forehead with 2 fingers like a man with a headache.
You look as confused as I felt, but I did sort of understand what he meant. In here.
Eddie tapped his chest above his heart. Ned turned back to me.
Sandy? That day at the picnic, did any of you talk about...
He trailed off without finishing.
Talk about what? I asked him.
He shook his head, looked down at the remains of his sandwich, and popped the last bite into his mouth.
Never mind. Isn't important.
Did my dad really dissect the bat thing you guys found?
Yep. After the second light show, but before the Labor Day picnic, he...
Tell the kid about the leaves, Phil said. You forgot that part.
And I had. Hell, hadn't even thought about the leaves in 6 or 8 years.
You tell him, I said. You're the one who had your hands on him.
Phil nodded, sat silent for a few moments, and then began to speak staccato, as if giving a report to a superior officer.